you are interested in spending a summer evening the way we remember it, take a ride to Pittsfield, Mass. To experience The Hills Are Alive at Barrington Stage Company. What was until recently a simple night of song is now a luxury. Sitting under a comfortable tent, listening to young, gifted theater artists performing a 70-minute concert featuring some of the best music ever written for the world of theater is now unique instead of being commonplace. The only negative is the show closes Saturday, August 29th. Pittsfield is the only place in the country where live professional theater is happening. But the scarcity of live theater is not the only reason to attend The Hills Are Alive. It's a night that is enormously relaxing, but it isn't bland. The team created beautiful music that easily survived several decades since they were first written. However, the pair changed musical theater by adding provocative topics such as racism before it was understood as a systemic problem. For example, when the petite and adorable Storm Lever finishes, "You've Got to Be Carefully Taught" from South Pacific, she gives a look into the audience and offers a tonal inflection that makes you realize the young African-American singer is speaking directly to contemporary times. By the way, Lever is not only a lovely singer. Her rendition of "It's Me" from Me and Juliet is enhanced by her fantastic vamping. Even though her movement is limited because of staging concerns, it makes you crave to see her in a fully produced show that features dance. Another contemporary moment comes with "We Kiss in the Shadow" from The King and I. At Barrington Stage, director Julianne Boyd, who conceived the work with musical director Darren Cohen, has the song sung by two men. It's even more touching to think of an era when the song was first heard in an entirely different context in 1951, that Nicholas Rodriguez and Alan H. Green both find the hurt and love in the lyrics makes the moment a highlight of the show. The two men also have fun with "Don't Marry Me" from Flower Drum Song. Green makes an "Oh no, where do I hide" moment work when he puts on a mask and leads the fully masked and socially distanced audience in what he calls a COVID sing-along to "Do Re Mi." His personality helped make it surprising fun. Rodriguez has a special moment with "Some Enchanted Evening" from South Pacific. It is the musical originally scheduled for full production this summer at Barrington Stage. Rodriguez was to perform the role of Emile Debeck. He was so good with the song, it created an almost melancholy mood because it reminds you of how much theater we lost this summer. It's a double hit, as the actor scheduled to perform Nellie Forbush in the canceled production, Alexandra Sibla, was also in this show. She would have been marvelous in the role. Indeed, she was marvelous in The Hills Are Alive. Sibla is wonderfully comic in I Can't Say No from Oklahoma, and gentle and tender in Hello, Young Lovers. She is a unique talent whose personality flows across the stage. For her to stand out is saying something, because personality personified, Alicia Umphress is also in the show. A Barrington Stage regular, she lights up the stage with her solos "It Might As Well Be Spring" from State Fair and "Bali High" from South Pacific. She's also a delight in several multi-performer numbers, especially the cleverly staged "I'm Going to Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair," which uses hand sanitizer instead of hair shampoo. Indeed, in the show, there are a lot of jokes about the current social distance and safety regulations, one of which is using a red 6-foot piece of wood to emphasize the careful staging of several of the numbers. However, there is no kidding about audience safety. The temperatures are taken as you enter. You are escorted to your extremely socially distanced seat in the half-filled tent, which operates at the reduced capacity of 50. And everyone wears a mask. It's all a reminder of the world in which we live. But for 75 minutes, The Hills Are Alive transports you to the world for which we all long. Go see it. It will make you feel better. The Hills Are Alive is under a tent at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield through August 29th. For tickets and performance schedule, go to barringtonstageco.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.